Hey guys, let's go through our introduction questionnaire. Notice I said introductions and not door knocks. We don't door knock people. What we do is we do introduce ourselves to people that we've done mailings to. Anytime you guys do a mailing, pay the extra money to get the actual list of names that mailing is going out to. Historically, not everyone is going to return the mailing that you do, but if you have the list of names of the people that you mailed, you can use this form as a second follow-up, and it makes your lead mailing investment just pan out better. Now, when we look at the top of this form, there's a simple spot for you to introduce yourself and ask for the person that you sent the card to. So it's just, hey, this is Jose, is Karen home? Oh, hey, how are you doing today? Great. I'm out here today just to introduce myself. Recently, I mailed you a card about the new changes in Medicare. You know, I service the area and I've been assigned to you as your healthcare specialist. It's my job to deliver the information to you. And then we're going to ask the question and we're going to give them a couple of options of how they can respond. Do you recall receiving the card in the mail or mailing the card back? Did you return it and you're waiting for the information? Or you never received the card? Or maybe you threw it away. Maybe you thought it was junk mail. And then whichever way they respond, you're just going to put a little check in the box that's appropriate. And then you're going to give the three reasons why you're out. So my job is to make sure that you receive the current information. I work by appointment only. Please select the information that you'd like to receive. And then on the form, we have a couple of different options of information that you can get them. So the first one is explain the three new dental, vision, and telemed plans that are available. A lot of seniors don't have good dental insurance. And the nice thing about being a broker is we offer a couple of different varieties. We have your traditional dental insurance. Traditional being it covers you for $1,000 up to $1,500 worth of coverage. Most of those plans are graded, 60-40 the first year, 70-30 the second year, 80-20 the next year. We also have a lot of dental discount card plans. Those plans, all the prices have been pre-negotiated. There's no cap on how many times they can use the service. Plus, there's no waiting period. They can use those plans immediately, and they're very, very inexpensive. The second question is, see if your current Medicare supplement or health care plan qualifies for a reduction in premium. Now, being a broker, we work with a lot of different Medicare supplement plans. Traditionally, we'll always have one or two plans that are going to be the least expensive for that year. This is a great way to help a customer reduce their monthly budget. The third, explain the Advantage Plus benefit, which covers hospital copays and deductibles. This is a great add-on for people that have Medicare Advantage plans. So this plan, you can either use the GTL Advantage Plus rider, or you can use Medco's Hospital Indemnity Plan. The next question, help complete your healthcare planning document to see if there's any gaps or areas of concern in your current benefits and see if you qualify for the new federal LIS prescription drug program. The healthcare planning document, as you guys know, is the key to how we make our presentation work. So that's a great thing that you always want to fill out with every customer that you see. You can also help them see if they qualify for the low-income subsidy program, the one that's tied to the prescription drug card. That program will let us see if we can reduce the amount of money that the government takes out for the Medicare Part B premium. It also puts them on special pricing for all their prescription drugs. The next question, receive a life insurance policy update and review. So we want to see if you're eligible for a reduction in premium or cost of living increase. If they have a whole life policy, if they've had the policy for 5 years or longer, we can help them a lot with that single statement. The next part of that is help order your current life policy value statement. That's a paid up option statement. So if they have a whole life policy, question one and question two kind of go hand in hand. The third question in that set, confirm all policies are accounted for and active with your carrier. I can't tell you how many times we've been to a customer's house where they can't find their life insurance. Or better yet, the company they got their policy is no longer in existence, and we have to find out what insurance company acquired that company. It's always a good idea to go through someone's policy and check for simple errors. I can't tell you how many times I've called an insurance company and found out that the actual sex on the policy is wrong. I was at one gentleman's house and he did a policy through the mail, got the policy back, but when I called the insurance company, they didn't have a primary beneficiary or a secondary beneficiary listed in their computer system. They simply couldn't read the gentleman's handwriting, and no one took the time to follow up to put the correct information in the computer. And the last part of that sentence is, help order duplicate policies if lost, and order them for your beneficiary. So a lot of people have some pretty old policies, and they're kind of tattered. We need to get them new, updated copies. More importantly, I always want to order a duplicate policy for the primary beneficiary, because when those things happen, it's chaos. You don't want the beneficiary going to the person's house that passed away and having to rummage through all their paperwork to find the life insurance policy, because most of the time, that's what they're going to take to the funeral home to start those proceedings. It's a great idea for the primary beneficiary to have their own copy so they know where it's at in case of an emergency. And the last question is, request a life insurance quote for myself, my spouse, my children, or grandchildren. This is a great way for you guys to generate extra income. And when you go through our life insurance questionnaire, we will show you tactics on how you can effectively combine insurance and get people more insurance for lower monthly premium. Now, the last part of this form is just the appointment confirmation. Remember, you work by appointment only. So even though that you're doing an intro, if they say, hey, I have a couple of minutes now, you can't see them because you're busy. You know, ideally, you want to do 2 to 3 introductions before you start your day and 2 to 3 introductions at the end of your day to make sure that your schedule is complete. So you just fill out the basic information, the client's name, date of birth, their spouse, if they're married, name, date of birth, confirm their address, confirm the phone number. A lot of times the phone number may have changed, or better yet, get a cell phone number. Write down this person that you spoke with. I hate to say this, but a lot of married couples have trouble communicating. So if you set the appointment with the husband and then you come back the day he said that, you know, it was going to be great for the appointment and you start talking to the spouse, she may be a little bit lost of who you are and why you're there. If you say, well, hey, I spoke to John on the 15th. He's the one that told me to come back by to get you the information. You can see on the form he initialed here or signed here. It just solidifies the information and it get rid of any confusion. All right, you guys, I hope that helped you. If you have any questions, feel free to email us or just shoot us a call.